hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I am in Grenada, the Spice Island, as I promised. Now, I must tell you, this first segment that we were recording on the Spice Island, I have had a drink or two. We are at a sushi bar. We've had some sake bombs. And, you know, what else can you say beyond that? What are you saying there?
I said a lot of sake bombs.
Yes. Now, this is Lacey.
Leah.
Exactly. That's what I said.
What?
Yeah, that's what I said.
Okay,
Lacey. We have Lacey and Leah, the new Scuba Radio Mermaids here in Grenada, as well as Tiffany. You're going to hear from her in just a bit. We brought a whole new pod of mermaids to the island of Grenada because we're looking to expand the pod. Aren't we, Lacey?
Fresh meat.
Fresh meat. Is that what we're calling it?
And it's Leah.
That's what I said. I think, isn't it?
Still Leah.
Okay, it's still Leah. Leah and Lacey, the L team. That's what we have here.
And we have the T team. T team and the L team.
That's right. Tiffany and Tony. Mermaid Tony is here. She's like the Madam Mermaid, overseeing the pod, keeping them in line. And evidently, I need someone to oversee me, I think. Is that the case?
Just every now and then.
Yeah, every now and then. Like I said, we're at the sushi bar having a good time here after a couple days being here in Grenada doing some fabulous diving, just amazing diving. And Lacey, I got to ask you about some of the diving. It's Leah, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
I did that on purpose.
Three times and now, Leah. Greg. Three
right.
times.
So, Leah, the diving, compared to what you've experienced in the Florida Keys, what do you think so far here in Grenada?
It's beautiful. I love the different wrecks that we've seen so far. We've only seen one, but we're supposed to see more. And the fact that there's, like, statues and stuff that people have put down to create artificial reefs is really fun for me because we do that a lot in the Keys. I haven't had the opportunity to dive in it yet because I'm a workaholic and I'm busy. But
you're talking about the sculpture park they have here in Grenada.
What is it called? It's like the little kids and they're holding hands.
Well, we have who do we have?
What was that called? Who?
No, who? Her.
Christine.
Right. Yes, it's the sculpture park. Right.
Sculpture bar.
See, I don't know anybody's name here because that's the sake bombs talking right here. You hear what I'm saying, Leah?
All like six of them?
Yes, maybe. But Christine.
Yes.
The sculpture park you have here in Grenada. That's what we dove yesterday.
Yes,
pretty cool little thing. They have these underwater sculptures that people can go down and dive and experience here in Grenada. You guys visit that a lot from your dive operation?
Almost every day, whenever on demand, really. Snorkeling and diving.
Snorkeling and diving. Now, we took a little break because we were a little tired. We were running a little ragged, but we were hanging out at the sushi bar. Now, you go out to which sites here on the, which side of Grenada? The southwest side of Grenada, right? Or all over?
West and some on the Atlantic side, primarily.
And the dive operation is?
Ours is EcoDive.
EcoDive, exactly. And you're a marine biologist, too, right?
So they say.
I've heard this. So she knows a little bit more about the marine life that you experience. You can kind of like fill in the blanks as far as when you see this particular type of eel.
I can make it up, but I can fill in the blanks.
Okay, you sound good because you can say I'm a marine biologist.
And I think you would know about that.
Well, hey, I know how to BS. Is that what you're trying to say?
I know how to BS and I know how to tell the truth, too.
Okay, well, exactly. You have a little bit more credentials to tell the truth. They don't tend to believe me as much, but that's good. So, Christine from EcoDive, do you have a favorite site that you guys like to visit from your particular dive operation here in Grenada or what?
I don't like that question.
Yeah, okay, because it's all good. It just depends, I'm guessing.
It depends on the day.
depends on the day, the conditions, the people that want to see a particular type of animal or critter. Or
what you're looking for, it depends on the current, depends on the water, depends on the rain, depends on your company, depends on the divers you have, depends on sake bombs, how many you've had. It depends on a lot of
things. That's true. If they had a few sake bombs, you could take them to the restroom. And that's some of the best diving I've ever had, isn't it?
Well, you know, it's all relative.
Well, okay. That's our next dive.
So it depends on the day. Depends on the day. Depends on the place.
Right. Exactly. All right. So Eco Dive. What's the website, by the way?
Eco Dive and Trek. Like
Eco Dive and Trek.
.com? .com.
Eco Dive and Trek.com. You can check it out. And Eco Dive. And the web, the hotel that you generally put people in is the one we're at, right?
Yes. On property is Coyaba.
And that is a beautiful property. They have I think they got a wedding going on here tonight when we were here. Didn't they? Or did you see that?
I thought you were getting married.
No, I'm already married, believe it or not.
Shucks.
Well, maybe next week. I may not be.
Well, has anybody told you what Coyaba means?
No.
Coyaba means heaven in Arawak.
Ah, that would make sense. And Arawak is a local Indian, Grenadian.
The native people from before settlement.
Okay, so the Indians, they're Arawak. Indians that settled here on Grenada, and that's like the ancestors here. They didn't eat people like they did in Fiji, did they?
No comment. I don't know.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. But you know, you guys took us on a little surface interval trek today.
Little.
I guess that, well, it wasn't little, but that's part of the eco and the trek part of I guess what you guys offer. And we went to the waterfalls, and that was really amazing. And we had a great time.
It was a lot of fun.
By the way, have you ever had mermaids there before?
No.
That was a first, wasn't
that
it?
Was
well, what
a first.
What waterfall place did we go to today?
We went to Seven Sisters.
Seven Sisters. Why are there Seven Sisters? Do we know, or that's just what they call it?
Well, the brothers are missing.
Okay. No,
there are seven falls on that river chain, but we see the two biggest ones on the hike. But if you follow it right from the top at the crater lake at Grande Etang down to the sea, there are seven falls along the chain.
Once again, Grenada, very volcanic, or was a volcanic produced island, like I guess all of them. But it's still very lush and tropical. You have a crater lake at the top of the mountain there, and we went up there and did these waterfalls. Amazing surface interval time you can spend here on Grenada. That's what I truly love and sets this island apart from some of the other places I've been. It does remind me a lot of Dominica. Do you get that from other divers that have been to Dominica and come to Grenada, or what?
I get that a lot, actually, especially from cruise passengers. They stop in Dominica the day before they stop in Grenada. So we get a mouthful, an earful of Dominica as they get off the boat, and then they get an earful of Grenada the next time they stop in Bonaire.
Exactly, because you guys have this chocolate factory. You produce like a third of the world's chocolate here, or cocoa, here in Grenada. It's called the Spice Island. And nutmeg, yes. Some nutmeg. If you don't have nutmeg on the top of your rum punch, evidently it's not
You're
a
not
real
in
rum
Grenada.
Punch. You're not okay. Is that what it is? You're not in Grenada, but it is. It's truly. I guess if I was comparing it to some of the experiences that I've had over the years here doing Scuba Radio, is that like it has some of the best elements of Dominica, but it's a little bit more developed. It has a little bit more infrastructure. If you want to go to a sushi place and have a sake bomb, you can do that here in Grenada, not necessarily in Dominica.
It's a bit more accessible.
Yes,
our planes can land at night too, not just during the day.
Well, exactly. Right. So you know, if you have somebody who's a non-diver and they want to do some beach stuff, or they want to do that whole marriage thing like the people there at the hotel, God bless them.
Promise?
It was not me. I've already done it. I'm one and done. You hear what I'm saying?
All right. Well, good boy.
Yeah. Well, at least from my perspective.
Right.
Well, yeah. But yeah, it's all good. It really is an amazing place. And the diving that we did the sculpture park. We saw a seahorse. We saw eels. We saw octopus. Yeah. Yeah. Tony, Mermaid Tony, had never seen an octopus. She said she saw an octopus in the Turks and Caicos. However, she was the only one who saw it. And this time, however, in Grenada, on her second dive in Grenada, I witnessed the fact that she saw an octopus, and she did her happy dance. Have you ever seen a happy dance underwater?
Well, I have my own happy dance, but I'd like to see Tony's happy dance, too.
Okay, well, we may have to compare them underwater, but Tony's happy dance has kind of like her fingers pointing in the air. She's shaking her bootay or whatever. I don't know. She's kind of shaking. What's that?
Her tail.
Her tail, exactly. She's shaking her. So you did see your octopus. You're a happy camper, right?
I saw the whole octopus. In Turks and Caicos, I saw an octopus ducked into a hole at the last second. This time, I saw the whole thing against the reef, and I do believe instead of just the happy dance, I was yelling and screaming at you underwater with my regulator out.
Yeah, she was. She was in Seventh Heaven. She was very happy. Very happy camper for sure. A very happy mermaid. And she wasn't just like making up stuff like she did in the Turks and Caicos. Because I think that's what she did. Because no one else saw it. You hear what I'm saying?
You know what they call octopus in Grenada?
What do they call it?
Sea cats.
Sea cats? Really? Why?
Sea cats. I think if you do something to the word octopus, you can make it sound like pussycat some kind of way.
Okay, all right. We'll leave it right there. But I get your point.
I like it. Sea cat, if you hear that in the fish market or just around, a sea cat is an octopus.
Okay, I'm going to go with sea cat. I like that for sure, Christine. Now, our other mermaids, now we have Leah and Lacey. And I actually finally got them right because, but we also have Tiffany, who is the scuba cowboy's daughter. What are you giving me this signal for? Mermaid Tony's like, you know, she's Madam Mermaid. She's like the mermaid overseeing the pod here in Grenada, and she's giving me hand signals.
Oh, what's that?
She's the recruiter.
She's the recruiter. So what was that? That she's has. She gave me the T sign, like the, what, she's down to half a tank.
It's the team TNL.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We have the L team and the T team, Tony and Tiffany. Tiffany, welcome to Scuba Radio. Welcome to Grenada.
Thank you. I'm more than happy to be here. This is the most incredible experience I've had yet.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, are you? You've dove in other places in the world. You mentioned you dove in Hawaii, right?
Not in Hawaii.
Not in Hawaii.
I've been to Hawaii.
You've been to Hawaii, but you didn't dive. Did you do any snorkeling? You did a little snorkeling, but you didn't do any diving there in Hawaii. So as far as a dive experience as a certified diver, what are your initial impressions of what you've seen here in Grenada so far, just after a day of two tanks of diving?
After just one day, it's by far my favorite out of the places that I've been. I've been to Bonaire and Belize. And the aqua life and all the coral and everything is just incredible. It's breathtaking.
it's good stuff indeed. Yeah, you're definitely, she's being indoctrinated or hazed into the Scuba Radio Mermaid Pod. And she's actually being spoiled rotten. Now, Andre is here, too. Andre, come on over here. Now, he's been having a couple sake bombs with our crew and our mermaids and kind of, you know, sitting back just a tad. But, Andre, you're one of the, are you the, like, from Eco Dive and Trek, are you the dive master, the owner? What's the official title? Or mermaid wrangler? Scuba Radio
Mermaid Wrangler.
Yes.
I control the mermaids and make sure that they're safe, because a lot of people don't know this, but there are lions and bears
in the rainforest.
In the rainforest,
that you have to protect them for.
But the worst is the hippopotamus.
The hippopotamus, really?
So my job is really to protect.
To stay close.
To make sure.
And be like a human shield kind of thing.
Shield. If a hippopotamus had rushed us today, I would have been the first one there. So.
See, that is the kind of dedication you get from Eco Dive and Trek and Andre and the crew. They'll take care of you here in Grenada. The Spice Island. They got lots of spices, nutmeg, chocolate. Oh, my God. It's unbelievable. We got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
The food chain. You see, on top there's Don Lino.
Right.
There's me.
Mm-hmm.
And there's regular fish.
Oh, that's me.
No. There's plankton. Mm-hmm. There's single cell amoebas.
Oh, then there's me.
I'm getting there. There's coral. There's rocks. There's whale poo. And then there's you.
That's messed up. People, let me tell you about a friend I know. He's got the world's first scuba diving radio show.
He's my real good buddy and his name is Greg. He's a street smart fish out of water in a world we never made.
He's the true dive master of the radio way.
Very sexy. If you're crazy.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go, first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio.
And yes, guys. Welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Well, what do you mean? Well, there's more? Oh.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's
get
true.
On top of my whole dang pod.
And all that I keep thinking is, man, I want his job.
Yeah, you would be
it's
the only
perfect
one.
Perfect. I won't have to change this at all.
Oh, brother.
So now everywhere I am, everywhere I go,
let's go while we go.
The first thing that I tune to is Scuba Radio.
Sweet.
Yes. That's right.
It's not too shabby, trust me, especially here in Grenada. No, I haven't puked once here in Grenada, I promise. And Pup Morris, the scuba cowboy, is with us. Pup, how you doing, buddy?
I am absolutely fantastic, bro.
Yeah, now we are actually recording a video or producing a video here in Grenada of the new Scuba Radio song that Pup wrote and just performed. You just heard it right there on the big show. And I love it. Everybody who's heard it loves it. I can't wait to produce the video. We did some stuff on the bus today. We're going to do some stuff at waterfalls, at the bars, on the dive boats, wherever we can bring a guitar and have Pup do his little scuba cowboy thing. TheScubaCowboy.com. You can go there and check out his latest productions. You've been to Grenada how many times there, Pup?
This is my third time.
Third time's a charm. So far, so good, right?
Absolutely.
There you go. So we're going to do a special thing. You'll see it right there at scubaradio.com. And matter of fact, the other thing we're doing here in Grenada that we didn't talk to, or, you know, we mentioned Christine from Eco Dive and Trek. She actually put on a Scuba Radio mermaid tail today at the waterfall. And who knows, she may be an entrant in the Scuba Radio search for a Grenadian mermaid. Yes, we're crowning a local girl here in Grenada and making her a Scuba Radio mermaid for a year, maybe bringing her to the DEMA show in Las Vegas in November. We're going to see how that progresses over here over the next 10 days, and of course you'll hear all about it right here on the big show. Now, Leah and Lacey, they're our newest mermaids, as well as Tiffany, who is scuba, well, the Scuba Cowboys. Not sibling, but daughter. We had to clarify that. We messed that up last week. But Leah and Lacey, and we have Lacey right here, right?
Leah.
We have Lisa. That's what I said.
Leah.
We have Leah. Well, okay, Leah. We talked to Leah. Let's talk to Lacey. Lacey, you've been around the block or two, and I mean that from a diving perspective, right?
Well, a little bit. I have grown up diving. I've been diving since I was about 4 years old, hanging off of my dad's tank and breathing off of the octopus.
Okay, which we don't recommend because you should be certified before you're doing that kind of thing. But basically, you're a water baby is what you're trying to say, right?
Yes, definitely.
Now, and you're a certified scuba diver, and you've been to a few different places. I remember you mentioned Roatan, and where are some of the other places you've been?
Well, I've traveled to a few places, but I've actually only been scuba diving down in the Keys. Is my home.
Right. So she hangs out with Mermaid Tony down there in Tavernier at Florida Keys Dive Center, and they do a little diving here and there. And do you guys ever get together and do some diving, or is this kind of a unique situation where she said, hey, I need some more mermaids. Come on over. We're going to take you to Grenada, eat some chocolate, and go diving. Is that how it kind of came to be?
A little bit. When she would talk about what she was doing with Scuba Radio, of course, everybody's ears perked up, and we were all interested in it. I mean, we share scuba diving in common, but this is the first time we've actually been diving together here in Grenada.
Well, there you go. So far, so good. You like how Tony is, like, showing you the ropes, that kind of thing, in this whole mermaidium world that we've created, well, at least here in Grenada?
I would have to say that Tony is a wonderful mermaid role model.
What do you think, Tony?
I'm working on it, but, you know, you've created this mermaid world. Well, we're creating a mermaid language for you, just so you know.
A mermaid language? Like, what do you mean?
Mermaid language. More to come. You'll find out.
Oh, okay. Oh, okay. I'm going to hear about this another time. Mermaidium. The world of mermaidium is what
we've coined that already. I think we've already coined that phrase, the mermaidium.
It could inspire the scuba cowboy to write a new song. Mermaidium. I don't know. We're coming up with something here on the Spice Island, and we got more coming up. We're going to Carriacou. That's how you say it. Here just off the coast of Grenada next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba.
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 Scuba. Dive into one of the greatest adventures of your life. Become a real treasure hunter. Spend a week diving one of the richest Spanish galleons ever to be lost at sea with the world's greatest treasure hunters. And take home up to $2,500 worth of treasure. For the first time ever, the public is invited to dive the most famous shipwreck in history, Mel Fisher's Atocha. You'll go behind the scenes on a working salvage boat, recovering treasure and artifacts that are almost 400 years old. You'll learn firsthand all about treasure hunting and historic shipwreck conservation. You'll see the charts and Atocha's treasure manifest. Working alongside Mel Fisher's dive team, you'll have the chance to find your very own piece of history and take home authentic artifacts worth up to $2,500. Trips are limited to 6 weeks each summer, so book your trip today. Call 305-294-5441 or go to melfisher.com. Today's the day.
All right, we are back here on the world's first radio show devoted to diving, and through the magic of radio have fast-forwarded in time 2 days and a few hours because we are on the island of Carriacou off the coast of Grenada now. We took a ferry, took a couple hours, had a really nice crossing. It was full moon in the evening, and we just kicked back, relaxed, watched the stars, and arrived in Carriacou, and we've been here for about a day and a half. Did some diving this morning and met all the dive operators, the three dive operators. You're going to hear a little bit of, more about them in just a bit. However, Mermaid Tony with me, experiencing this along with Tiffany, Lacey, and Leah. I finally figured out who's who now after a couple more days of working with our latest pod of Scuba Radio Mermaids. And Mermaid Tony has a lot to do with it. You've been doing, you've been keeping them in line, Tony, doing a good job as the Madam Mermaid.
I've been trying a little bit, and for the record, you haven't been keeping their names straight. You've just been calling us by colors.
Yeah, well, they wear different colors, and that's one other way we can differentiate. You know, it's kind of like the, you know, Garanimals thing. You know, you mix and match. You know, okay, she's pink, she's green, she's red, whatever. But then they screw me up because they'll switch it up and wear different colors. But I actually do know their names. Like, to my left here is Lacey. Lacey, how you holding up?
I'm holding up pretty good. I don't think I have very much to complain about right now. How about yourself?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good. And here we are in Carriacou. Are you liking what you see so far? It's been pretty spectacular, hasn't it?
Oh, you know, everything is absolutely beautiful. The scenery is amazing, but the best part are the people.
The people here are really great. You know, Scuba Max, you're going to hear him. You're going to hear, oh, my, there's so many. I haven't got all their names right. Do you remember all the dive operators?
No, there's...
Three.
No.
There's three. See, okay, now it's not so bad that I can't remember the names of two mermaids. You can't remember the dive operations, can you?
Yeah, but everyone knows I can't do math anyway.
Yes. Well, we got Arawak divers, George and his crew, and then we have Scuba Max. The Scuba Cowboy is going to perform here in this bar that we're hanging out. You hear him playing in the background right now here in Carriacou. But we got so much to cover, and you're welcome to join us. Along for the ride. So stick around. More coming up from Carriacou and Grenada next. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
There is room for make-believe out in the ocean. There is room for make-believe out on the land. And the west flashes by. It's a green silhouette.
Hi, this is Ricky Skerritt from the Ministry of Tourism, St. Kitts. You're listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Don't turn that dial.
Well, thank you, Ricky. You know, St. Kitts, just up a few islands here from where we are broadcasting today. Carriacou, one of the sister islands of Grenada. It's about a two-hour ferry ride from the main island of Grenada. Real easy to get to. You can take all your gear on the ferry or shuttle it over in a, on another boat if you want to fly over here. They do have puddle jumper flights over to the island of Carriacou as well. Now, a lot of stuff to see. The dive sites here that we experienced today were pretty amazing. The Two Sisters site, two pinnacle rocks, right?
Sister Rocks.
Sister Rocks. Lacey's trying to keep me in line here. Sister Rocks. We heard about this before we came, and it definitely lived up to the hype. Now, they had an algae bloom going on. It cut down the viz of what we saw. But I got to tell you, what we saw underwater marine life-wise when you got within 20, 30 feet of it, which was about what the viz was today, was really amazing. And you could definitely picture what it'd be like if it was typical conditions of 150 foot of visibility, which is what they sometimes get here in Carriacou, or which is more of the norm than what we got with this algae bloom. Now we're going to talk to Scuba Master, we're going to talk to George from Arawak Divers here in just a bit, but Mermaid Tony with me, as well as you just heard Lacey, our latest mermaid in training, her and Leah working at Hart as well as Tiffany. And we put them out on this beach, out on the sandy beach where they filmed a Bacardi commercial among other places. You know, it's like one of those Corona beer commercial type sites. And it was pretty amazing, and it will go down in history as the new Scuba Radio video site. You think, Tony, do you like that little beach scene we had here in Carriacou?
I think it's one of the most gorgeous beaches we've actually done any kind of shoot on for Scuba Radio. It's beautiful.
It was indeed. And we were shooting a video for the Scuba Cowboy, Pup Morris. He has this new Scuba Radio song. You're going to hear it a little bit later on here on the big show today. But he is actually, we're filming a video for his song. And I think it's going to turn out pretty good because we're working the Scuba Radio mermaids in there. Lacey's shaking her tail in unison with the song. Were you feeling it when we were filming that on the sandy beach there, Lacey, or what?
I definitely was, and I've got to admit, ever since I heard the Scuba Radio jingle, I can't get it out of my head. It's just one of those songs that really sticks. It's a lot of fun.
It is indeed. And as far as a place like Carriacou, have you been anything remotely close to this before?
Not even close.
Not even close. And you've traveled around quite a bit, too.
I've been to a few places, definitely, but this is a very, very unique, very special place.
Now, Lacey is friends with Tony down there in the Florida Keys. She's a certified diver. And as far as the diving, what did you think of the Sister Rock?
Oh, I thought it was amazing. What was that one coral? Was it called black coral?
Yeah, the big black coral. You're used to seeing that, right, Tony? We've seen that in the Turks a little bit.
I have, but I think it was a black gorgonian.
Okay, I'll go with that as well. They were big. They were huge, big bushes of these things.
It was like a forest.
How would you put it on a scale 1 to 10 from your diving experience, Tony?
I'd probably say it was about a 7 or so. You've got huge forests on one side. You come around the other side of the rocks, and it's just gorgeous coral with tons of urchins. And you saw two completely different dive sites today on the same dive.
Yeah, it was, because we'd swing around these rocks, and then you'd hit a different current structure or whatever from the islands, and it would obviously feed different kind of corals and marine life. So it made for some pretty cool stuff. All right, we got a Dan Tip and more from Carriacou coming up next.
Want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
If you ask a dive guide to show you a seahorse and they reply with, what color? Well, chances are you're diving in Dominica. No crowds, just superb diving in untouched reefs, the way it should be. Within minutes from shore, walls plunge over 500 meters and pinnacles rise up from the depths. Seahorses, frogfish, flying gannards, even whales can be seen year-round in Dominica. And the topside attractions will blow your mind. Go to discoverdominica.com for more info. That's discoverdominica.com.
You suck. You have to survive when you're scuba diving 30 feet underwater. The next time you dive, suck air through Oceanic's new Delta 4 regulator with dry valve technology. DVT eliminates moisture, corrosion, and hose deterioration. The Delta 4 also features an FDX 10 balanced diaphragm for years of hassle-free diving. So admit it, you suck. And you should be sucking on a Delta IV by Oceanic.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Bula, that's the greeting you get from the smiling, generous Fijians who welcome you to Fiji. And while Fiji's friendly people, white sand beaches, rainforest, and waterfalls are a huge draw for any traveler, divers in the know consider Fiji the soft coral capital of the world. With direct regular flights from LAX on Air Pacific, it's never been easier to live your Fiji experience. Go to FijiMe.com to book dive packages from backpacker to five-star spa resorts. That's FijiMe.com.
Scuba Radio, diver's consumer tip number 109. You'll get no bacon from spearing a hogfish.
A pig, maybe.
And here's something else to consider. Brain coral cannot help you with a crossword puzzle or Sudoku. But mowing the lawn in snowshoes, well, what can I say?
You slimy scumbag, get on your face and give me 25.
So now, here's a Dan safety tip you can really use.
And yes, that means it's time for the real Dan Good Diving safety tip. And in the studio today, we have Nick Bird, the Chief Medical Officer for Divers Alert Network. What are we discussing today, Nick?
Safety stops, Greg.
Okay, what do we need to know about safety stops?
I'll answer your question with a question. When should you do a safety stop?
At the end of every dive.
Give that man a cigar. You are absolutely right.
Thank you.
Even when it's not required by your dive planner or computer, incorporating a safety stop into every dive is a good practice to follow.
Why are safety stops so important?
First and foremost, they give your body a chance to off-gas some of the nitrogen absorbed during the dive. And as we all know, this helps reduce your chances of developing DCI.
That's reason enough right there.
Absolutely. But they also allow you to double-check your dive profile and make sure that an extended or emergency stop isn't needed.
Something good to know before you leave the water.
We find that sooner is better than later on that one, too. Last but not least, doing a safety stop gives you a chance to stop and adjust or get control of your buoyancy before you finish your ascent.
No runaway ascents. Nice. Now that you have everybody convinced, why don't you just refresh us on how to complete a safety stop?
Safety stops can be done with or without a reference line, and the standard stop is 3 minutes at a depth of 15 feet. But be sure to double-check your profile to make sure you don't need a longer stay.
Does positioning matter?
Head up, feet down is best. It's easier to maintain neutral buoyancy that way. Hold your position for 3 minutes, or whatever time you need to stay, and finish your ascent.
Not that anyone would after hearing it from the chief medical officer himself, but what if you do forget to do your safety stop?
If you forget to do a safety stop, stay out of the water for a while. If you omit a required decompression stop, do not re-enter the water and try to do an in-water recompression. It's important that you stay out of the water after such an event and monitor yourself for the possible onset of decompression illness. If symptoms develop, give Dan a call.
There's an easy way to remember when to do a safety stop. Do one at the end of every dive. They're easy to do and bring big safety benefits. So before you surface, stop and hang out a while. Do that, and you're guaranteed Dan Good Diving.
That was beautiful.
Only you can prevent diving accidents. Divers Alert Network is your dive safety organization. With your support, Dan will continue to provide the research, service, and benefits to make your next dive a safe dive. So don't be a dinghy. Join Dan today by calling 1-800-446-2671.
All right, we are back in Carriacou. Now, we've stepped outside the bar because the Scuba Cowboys is entertaining the local Karakens. No, that's not right. Karak.
Kayaks.
Kayaks. That's right. George is setting me straight here, here in Karakou. He's one of the dive operators. George, thanks for having us, by the way.
You're welcome all the time.
And George was nice enough to actually sport a mermaid tail along with his better half, Connie. I don't know which one did better, but Connie, I'm going with you.
I think so, too.
Yeah, but yeah, our mermaids, I got to say, they were quite impressed with George's mermaidium type of display that he put on up at the bar there. Were you?
I was all the time.
He's she's full of support. there in Carriacou. Now, George, obviously one of the dive operators, Arawak Divers here in Carriacou, and we work together with Scuba Max and the gang, and we're going to talk to them in just a bit. But that was an amazing dive we did there at the Two Sisters, right?
Sister Rocks.
Yes. Sister Rocks, right.
Right in front of Hillsborough.
Yeah, and it just recently became an official marine park. It's been in the works for a while, but it officially got its, like, what, designation from the government?
Marine Protected Area. It's the Sister Rocks belongs into it. It starts in the mangroves, goes over to the Sister Rock, passing Mabuya, Sandy Island, down to the airport in Lauriston. The whole area is Marine Park Protected Area.
Yeah, it should be protected, especially after we brought our mermaids. Now that we've actually indoctrinated you, George, into the Scuba Radio mermaid family, will this be an ongoing thing, or was that a one-shot deal?
When you're coming, I do it all the time for you.
Okay, anytime. He's willing to put on a mermaid tail for me, which one was enough, George. Nothing personal, but you hear what I'm saying?
That's fine with
me. I'm just speaking for me. The girls loved it. They were like, hey, bring it on. Let's bring George into the pod, and we'll adopt him. Now, Max is with us as well. Max, thank you so much for hosting us and letting us have just a fabulous time here in Carriacou.
You're welcome anytime. And if you're coming back next year, and I hope so you're coming back next year, we will do something completely different. But especially for Carriacou, with the kayaks together, we find something what you didn't experience this yet.
Yeah, well, you know, we've never had this many mermaids in one sitting. We had eight mermaids on display here at the bar in Carriacou, and that was because we had four locals, George, Connie, and your better half as well. How do you think she did?
Oh, very well. And I like the four mermaids you brought with you. Connie, Claudia, and even Diane from Lumberdive. No problem with this. And it was a great success, I think, we had this evening. With so many mermaids sitting on Chris Mills' counter up there at the bar, it was wonderful for me.
It was a beautiful sight. It was all about sharing the love, Claudia. You did your thing up there. How did you feel being a mermaid? Was this a new thing that you wanted to mark off the list kind of deal, or what?
It's a little bit a dream come true. I mean, the kayakoons, they know that the mermaid is the kind of the good spirit of the sea for them, and that the mermaid is taking care to keep the waters nice and calm and providing good visibility for divers and bringing all the fishes along. So I think you saw this morning what the mermaid of Carriacou is doing for the mermaids and for you.
Yeah, it is. You know, their official emblem for Carriacou and Petite Martinique, the other island here, is a mermaid. They have a mermaid emblem here for the out islands here off of Grenada. It's quite impressive. So bringing our Scuba Radio mermaids kind of brought it full circle, and the fact that Claudia and Connie and our friends for Lumberdive did their thing, including George. I don't.
Yes.
Yeah, you kind of had three versus one guy. It was okay, yeah, right, Max?
It was okay for me.
Max was tempted. He was tempted, but after George did it, I think he kind of spoiled it for you,
exactly.
Didn't he?
Exactly.
He spoiled it for me too.
Yeah.
That's excuse I'm going with for sure. It keeps me out of trouble. But yeah, you guys obviously have an amazing product here. You have three big operators that we're dealing with, and help me out here, Max. The website for your dive operation is
scubamax.com.
And of course, we got arawakdivers.com, right?
No, it's arawak.de.
Okay, arawak.de.
Arawak.de.
Got it. And we're going to dive with Lumberdive in just a bit. You'll hear about it in an hour or two. More coming up.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explore Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Stanley that I have asthma, because I don't. If it gets out, they won't let me scuba. If I can't scuba, then what's this all been about? What am I working toward?
Take it on.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am standing out in the street of Carriacou. Now, that's one of the sister islands of Grenada. You can come here and get two for one. You come to Grenada, do some wrecks, some amazing wrecks like the Bianca Sea, which you're going to hear a little bit about in hour two. And then you come over to Carriacou for a few days and do, you know, probably some of the best reef diving I have ever experienced in the entire Caribbean. And I've only been able to do a couple dives, so that says a lot. Now, Max is with me right now. That is something that a lot of people overlook. I mean, last time I was here in Grenada, I didn't even know Carriacou existed. But now I do. And now I'm after being here for not even 24 hours, I'm like, oh my gosh, I should have spent more time here. So I got to come back. Will you have us?
Yes, for sure. Anytime, just let us know, and we will give you a great time on Carriacou again, like we did this time as well.
Yeah, and George doesn't have to put a mermaid outfit on every time we come, but I appreciate the offer, George. I'd prefer to just come out and dive with you. Is that enough incentive to have us back?
Yeah, you can have both, actually, when you're coming in.
Okay,
I can do the mermaid, and I can do the dive.
Okay, that's fair enough. And it is a unique out-island type of experience, less developed than the main island of Grenada, but that's what the charm is. That's why you go to a place that's a little bit, one step further than going to the main island and really getting to some pristine out-island type experience and diving, right, George?
Yes, I would say so. That's Carriacou is a place where you get a gateway to your getaway.
Gateway to your getaway. I kind of like that. So, Max, is that what you really are trying to get out there to the world, that they need to kind of come and experience this from that type of experience? Just get away from the main island and get away from the hustle and bustle a little bit, or what?
The only thing I can say, George, is absolutely 100% white.
Yeah, you guys get along pretty well here on the island, evidently.
Yes, for sure. I mean, don't forget, we have just maybe 6,000 people or 6,500 people living on the island. It's more or less like a small town. And I think if everyone would go in the same direction and see it, how we, even so-called foreigners, even if we are here for 15, 16, 17 years, see it, that's the only way we can promote Carriacou and let the world know that a little island, as a sister island from the mainland in Grenada, what can offer some unique things like the diving, like the lean-back atmosphere, and this is what we just want to bring over to you guys.
Yeah, well, you brought it to us big time. We're definitely going to come back for sure. We got a mud bath ahead of us. I kid you not, we're going to do some diving and then jump in the mud. That's what they told me. I don't know what's going on, but you're going to hear all about that. And, of course, the Bianca Sea and some of the stuff back there at the main island of Grenada. That's all coming up in hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Stay close. I'm hanging with the kayaks.
Yes, that's correct.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.